March 27, 2020. I seek your face. I seek you, who you are. I seek honesty and truth. I thank you, Lord God, that the house has approved of this stimulus for the people, for the businesses, to help us all through this time. But I'm asking, Lord God, that only truth come out. Let the bad guys be persecuted. Let those people who have tried to set up our nation and destroy it be punished, Lord God. Help us to go along this new path of righteousness in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Let not there be any blood spilled from this battle, but let there be truth and light. Let people come to the battle line and hug each other. And I know this sounds stupid, but I believe we've fought enough. It's time to come together in love. It's time to come together and speak of who Christ is. It's time to forget the past, to repent of the past, and to move forward for the future. So, Lord God, I'm coming before you right now in that mighty name of Jesus, and I'm saying, have your way, Lord. Have your way. Take out that bug that has been in every country, that bug that Satan has planted over decades and thousands of years. Let Satan be rendered null and void. Oh, Father God, I thank you for my protection. I thank you for who you are. I thank you for moving about me. I thank you for wrapping me in your blood. I thank you for being my Father. I thank you for being my safe spot. I thank you for Ephesians. Oh, Lord God, I thank you for your Son. And you are the God of all gods and the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. And no weapon can penetrate the blood of Jesus. Open the eyes of your children, Father God, to see the truth that lies in all of this. Open the eyes of the ones who love you so much. Open the eyes of the ones who want to love you but don't know how. Open the eyes of your children, O God. Open the eyes of your creation. Hey, Shalabahaya. Hey, Koposahasa. Your word is truth and light and love. So, Lord, I just thank you for that. I thank you that I can stand on your truth. I can stand on your light, and I can stand on your love. And it's not by might nor by power, but it's by the power of God, the love of God. There's much power in his love, much power in his word. And Father, I thank you that as I sit before you, as I come together in prayer, praising you and loving you, as I come in this humble place, Father God, I pray that you will let me see the righteousness of the future. Let me see, Father God, let me see people being set free. Oh, Lord, people loving one another, people being healed, Father God. Oh, Shela Bahai, what a sight that will be when we all get to heaven, and that we'll see the old renewed, their strength renewed like the eagles. Oh, Father God, let us see a glimpse of that even today. Father, let there be a rejoicing in the streets. Let there be a praise on our lips for the Lord God himself. Lord, just I know I'm talking to you, but, and I don't have all my words planned. That would be me. I'm just praying from my heart. So the words will not be religiously perfect. In fact, man does not have a handle on the religiously perfect. But he can have a handle on his love for you and how he surrenders to you. Father, I repent of anything I've said or done wrong. I repent, Father God, on my judgment calls. I repent, oh God, when I did not put a smile on your face. But I love you, and I have not let go, and I will not let go, for I know the beginning. I know the beginning, and I understand the beginning. So it's not by might nor by power, but it's by your love. By your love, God, and the power of your love. That is what it's by. And you loved us so much that you gave Jesus to us. You gave Jesus to us. Ho shela mahaya. Father God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for his love. Thank you for his might and power. Thank you, O God, for who he is. And thank you for choosing to do what he did. Because he loves. Because he loves. We have set apart. Set apart. And Lord, I never have ever thought that you told me to do something that you did not tell others to do. So I praise you, Lord, that there are other people who are hearing your voice, who have shut themselves in a room to pray. Oh, Father God, I thank you for those people who are coming alongside. Oh, Sheila Bahai, I pray for them. I pray for all the people that you have called, Father God, to this place in this moment. So I thank you, Father, that as we stand strong in our love for you and in our commitment to you, Lord, and knowing that you are strong in your commitment to us, I pray, Father, to see signs, wonders, and miracles coming forth. I pray to see the freedom for each man and each woman who has heard your voice and come together to come aside and pray on behalf of the nation and behalf of the people. Father God, I thank you for what you're doing. This is a time in which we can all stand strong and surrender. This is a time when no weapon formed against us shall prosper. This is a time when the word of God is truth and life. It is time, Father God, to see things with your eyes. Thank you, Father God, that we are supernatural people, that we are no longer natural, but we are supernatural people. And we long to see you lifted high in this world. Lifted high, that people will have time to come back to Jesus, that people will have time to come to Jesus the first time, that we will stand strong, and that the richness of this land and the richness of your glory will be dropped into our hands and rewarded into our hands, that our crowns will be full of richness, but that our souls will not be sold out to the devil, but our souls will be in your hand, that you will properly watch over us so that we do not get sidetracked. There are a lot of good things out there, a lot of good things to be seen in the natural, but it has to do with the supernatural. It has to do with the overall picture. It has to do with what you're wanting to see done in this land. You didn't make this land, the United States of America, to be given and handed over to the communists, to the bad people. You have come to help us to stand side by side with us. You have come to stand in that place with us so that we do not stand alone. You said you would never leave us nor forsake us. And so, Father, you have not left us nor forsaken us. You have not turned and gone the other way. Father God, it's not by might nor by power, but it's going to be by your Holy Spirit that's going to take us into that place of prosperity and love. Love is prosperity. Love changes the scenery. Love makes things better. Love, I say, Father God, I'm beginning to understand somewhat of what love is, and it's definitely a sacrifice. It's a true sacrifice. We can see that with the baby Jesus and how he was so precious when you allowed him to be birthed into this world, but how ugly it got at the end of his day. So, Father, we know that the Antichrist will raise his head at some point in this lifetime. But, Father God, you will make a way for those whom have said yes to you. So, Father God, I just say, give us this time. Give us this time to allow the people to come into the kingdom of God. The only one left standing will be the Antichrist until the end. And then when the end comes, he will be gone in a puff of smoke and a grouping of cinders. But even that, it'll just basically be a puff of smoke once the lake of fire comes. So, Father God, Father God, Father God, I lift up all the people, this nation and other nations, people who have given their hearts to you and not sold out to the devil. So I pray for them, Father God. I pray for them in faith, believing that you are involved in all of this that you're calling me to do. And I thank you for it. I thank you right now for it, Lord. I thank you for what you're doing. Ho Shila Bahaya Samamakinde Kibasa Bakasa Kura Baba Singiriasa. I thank you, Father God, for allowing the gifts of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to come into each one of your people that have surrendered themselves to you. And I pray that the signs and the wonders and the healings, all those things that you have promised in the Bible that will be ours, that we will be able to lay hands on the sick and see them totally recovered. The whole man, Father God, is what I want to see recovered. Not just a little bit here or a little bit there, but the whole man to come into an understanding of who you are. I don't know how you want to do it, Lord God, but I'm praying for the whole man tonight. I'm praying, Father God, that as we come together as one, that whole man, that whole being that you had called forth in the beginning of time before there was earth, that we will all come together, that we will be strong in this time frame, that we will stand up and be strong. Father, I just thank you for this opportunity to come before you. I thank you for this house and this home, Father God. I thank you for allowing Richard and I to be married, that we can make a place for you. So I say yes and amen, Father God. Only what you want done, only what you want me to do, only how you want me to speak. Hey, shalabaha sarababakasa. O Shela Bahasara Baba Bakasa, Kuroba Baba Sara Basana Mama Kia Sana Mama Kasa, De Sehela Bokosora Baba Kasa. Thank you, my God. Thank you, my God. Thank you, my God. Yes, Lord, I want to see. I have set a goal myself. I feel like that this is time to set a goal, and my thought is that we, if I pray from now until Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. Now we know that the timing isn't all kosher, but Father God, we're using the April Easter date, April 12, 2020, as the date that we will come out and that we will shout in the churches for joy. Shout in the churches for joy. Shout in the churches for victory. For I know this is a day and a time when the victory is ours as we persevere, as we come together as one in prayer and in the righteousness of Christ. Father, this is not man. This is not man. This is the Holy Spirit leading and guiding. And I know that there are others out there all over the world that have heard the voice of the Father say, go into seclusion, go into prayer, go into victory, and begin to allow it to overcome you. And God has shown me that there is a out of Ephesians 6, that there is an armor that is over us through the blood, that we have not a need to stop right away and cover ourselves with the blood. We are already covered with that invisible shield of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The minute we choose Him, the minute we choose to walk in the Spirit, the minute we choose to see Him high and lifted up and His train filling the temple, the minute we come as one before Him, we have that invisible cover of the blood of Jesus all around us, wrapping us dearly in His love. Oh, Father God, I thank You. I thank You for revelation knowledge. I thank You for this knowledge that has been given to us at this time. I thank You for persevering. I can't of my own self do nothing. That's scripture, and that was Philip, and that's truth. I could not do this on my own if it were not for the Holy Spirit, if it were not for the blood of Jesus, if it were not that Jesus chose to die for me in my place. My bill is marked, paid in full. Hoshalabahasa. And your bill can be marked, paid in full too, as you give your heart and your life over to Jesus Christ and make Him Lord of your life. Accept Him for who He is, your King, your Savior, your all in all. Accept Him. Accept Him for what God chose Him to be for us. And He chose Himself. He chose to be this rock for us, this one that went first and paid the price. Paid the price, the sacrifice, the lamb sacrifice, that you and I might be able to live in abundance in His world. Yes, it's His world. No matter what is going on around it, it is His world. So come forth, my people. And I say that only as Him saying it. Come forth. Oh, Shalabahasa, and choose Jesus. Choose Jesus above all else. He chose you. He chose you. Whether you decided to accept it or not, He made a way that all you had to do was reach up and say, yes, Lord, here I am. Here I am. Send me. Here I am. Allow me. Oh, Shalabahasa. We're not of ourselves. We're of His plan. We're of His creation. We are who we are in Christ Jesus. That is who we are. That's our inheritance. We're in the Father's hand. We're in the Father's love. He didn't create us or allowed us to be created simply when so He could see how many He could create. No. We're all here with a purpose, a God-given reason to be here. A God-given reason to be here. So it's time, Father God, that people begin to realize. I've always said I don't have to be recognized or applauded or anything like that. As long as Your will is done, as long as Your will is accomplished, as long as Your will is in the eyes of the beholder. Father, You mean so much to me. Holy Spirit, You mean so much to me. And Lord Jesus, You mean so much to me. You've all had your position and you still have your position. No one can replace. No one can replace you. You're the God of the universe. You're the God of all things. You're the great and mighty, mighty God. I just worship you. I praise you. I honor you. I want to glorify you in all that you do and say. I want to say, here I am, Lord. Here I am in Christ Jesus. Here I am in you, Father. Ooh, shela mahaya tekosena mamamasika. Masahate de dekiasa. Ho kiyana sana mamamakasa. Praise you, Holy One. Praise you, Holy One. You are the answer. You are the answer to all that I have in my heart. You put these things in our heart. You put these words in our heart. But you have the peace and the understanding to allow us to choose and accept that which is in our heart. There is a place in every man and every woman and every child where you dwell, and you give us the patience and the timing, and you allow us to take that time. Some it takes a lifetime. Some it takes just a short while. But you have reason for all of that. And God, it's just an awesome, awesome time for me right now. I am honored that you have said you want me to pull away. That you are a beautiful and awesome taskmaker. And that the burden is light. I thank you, O God. I lift you up. I call you my Father. I call you my all in all. For it's in you that I have my being. It's in you that I can praise. It's in you that I have my existence. It's in you that I can breathe. Breathe with much grace and follow the mercy trail. You are so merciful, so kind in every way. So it's important that I be kind to others as you have been kind to me. I thank you, Lord, for my family. I thank you for even the ones who may not like me much because I teach Jesus. Because I've been sold out to Jesus for many a decade, long before they came along. But they don't understand. So I give them grace, I give them mercy, and I thank you for them. I love my family. I love them all. I love the one who's hurt me the most. Yeah. Even to that one, because I believe that God's gonna turn their thoughts around. I forgive the past, and I look to the future in Christ Jesus. I look to the future. I look to the ones, Lord God, that you are surrounding. It's almost like that wild horse is in the corral all by himself and he needs somebody in the corral to kind of help him to feel more comfortable. And that's Jesus. Jesus is in this walk with us to help us to feel more comfortable, to help us to know who we are, to help us to know that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And that in this time, even this time, you are breaking us free from being self-centered and self-minded. That your love is extended to every man, woman, and child. You're saying, come up here with me. And you know in your heart that they won't all come. But Father God, you know in your heart too that some will at this time. And you know in your heart that some will at another time. So you're not letting them go. You're not letting them go beyond yourself. Thank you for this hour. Thank you for this timing, Father God. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for grabbing hold. Grabbing hold and speaking light and life to everyone. Everyone that can hear. Choice is still theirs. Which shows us how much you really love. If the choice were not mine, and I was being made to do it, that would be different. But the choice is all mine, to choose Jesus above all else. To choose the God of heaven and earth. I love you, Lord, with all my heart, with all my being. Holy are you, Lord Jesus. Holy are you, Lord Jesus. I seek your face. I seek back some of the times that we've had together, and I want to go forward in those times. I want to sit with you in the garden. In the garden of peace, in the garden of hope. Yeah, there's a garden of peace, there's a garden of hope in each and every one of us. This is awesome. This is an awesome time, Lord. And it's your time. And it's my time. It's our time together. Hoshela Mahaya. I thank you for time. I thank you for the stretch of time. Time in heaven is not measured. Time on earth is measured. But time in heaven is not measured. And as we come together and sit with you in this garden, this time is not measured by a clock, but it's measured in eternity as to how we care about you and your purpose. Time is not a measure in the kingdom. Time is a measure on earth. And we have a measure in kingdom living that takes us throughout eternity. And then we have a time on earth that takes us to eternity. So, Father God, I prayed this morning, this afternoon, and this evening for my brothers and sisters in this time. Time above all times. The joy of sitting at your feet. In Jesus' name. Amen.